Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I'm only confident by what they've told me. They said this is a minimum of 4 weeks, and then he'll be evaluated week to week. Based on the history, I talked to the doctors this morning, the history of this injury, that 4 weeks is a reasonable start, and then it would be week to week.
Where did it happen, on that play?
I remember the play, but, how it happened, he didn't come down on his legs. He got grabbed and turned over, and he just said he felt something pop. I don't know any more than that. I'm encouraged by the prognosis that, he'll be back. And this spy couldn't come at a better time. He's disappointed he was injured. I didn't take it as far as that. And he was in a good frame of mind today. He was very reasonable, but certainly disappointed. It's more medical talk than anything else, but the bottom line of it is there was enough references to say that this is something that Jay could come back with. Now we'll go at 4 weeks, like the doctors have said, and then we'll assess it week to week. Well, I think we do have a team, and I beg to differ with you. You're entitled to your opinion, but these things are going on throughout the National Football League. Good players are going down throughout. You look at Green Bay. I mean, they've been playing out with it. They're going to play without a good player next week, and they've been playing without good players. We're confident that Josh can come and move the team, and how could anybody say why not after yesterday? We believe he can do that, and the guys have confidence that he can take control of the huddle and move the football team. We're losing a great leader in Lance. I mean, that's a loss that we're going to have to work very, very hard to recover, but that doesn't say we can't. It's been done before, and we've got time to work through it. And there's no reason why as a football team, we can't be confident that we can't rally around that position and find a way to win games. Well, I think that's part of it, and we're going to do more of that. I mean, I just found this out just like you did just hours ago. So I didn't know the significance of Lance's injury until just a few hours ago. So we'll sit down and get a plan together. And I think, again, it's a great question. I can't answer it effectively right now, but I'll be able to do that in the next few days as we proceed with putting this thing together. We're going to go to a staff meeting and talk about the things we've got to do to move people around and get people ready to play. I think that I don't know that there's a clear choice. I think it's something that we have to talk about, where James is and things and where Jonathan is right now. I mean, they would be the two likely candidates, obviously, right now, and probably either guy could make those calls and certainly be sufficient. Well, we're going to come back, and we've got two competitive practices on Monday and Tuesday. I think the biggest thing right now in the big picture is to get our football team some rest and get them healed up. And the collective bargaining agreement allows us to do that. They have to have a significant time off. And we've set up, we've got a long week with the Monday night game, and we've got two practices where we'll spend time on fundamentals, certainly. So that'll give us five practices next week. I thought he had a good performance. He played hard. He ran around. He had his mistakes like other guys did, but for the first start, he did not look out of place at all, playing that position. He played fast. He was physical. He had some hits. He had some tackles. He's around the football. I thought it was a good start for him. No, I think quite frankly, I don't see any difference at all. When players have different speeds on the football, they have the tendency at this level to make up for it in anticipation and getting the ball out quicker. I didn't see that, and I don't. After watching the game yesterday and this morning, certainly, I thought Josh, his game management, his anticipation, getting the ball right place at the right time was very good. Well, that's part of our optimism here. We know we can come back next week. We know we can have real good practices. I think our football team feels that they can rally around Josh, he's going to put us in a position to win games. And I think that was clear yesterday, and that gives us a lot to build on going into next week. He's got the same knee inflammation that he's had. Going to try to do whatever he can over the next week to get better. I'm encouraged that this time away again, I'm always going to try to see the glass half full here, that this opportunity to get away and get off his feet will do him some good as well. and we'll see where he's at next week. You know, I think that perceptively they struggled. They certainly didn't play as we didn't play as well as we wanted to. We've got to get better. A lot of that is just alignments and assignments. Again, it's not relative to talent. It's just relative of everybody being in the right place at the right time. Sometimes it's the pass rush related. Other times it's alignment related. And sometimes a guy gets beat man-to-man. Sometimes their eyes are in the backfield, and because they're in the backfield and not on their man and man-to-man coverage, they lose their man. And these are things we've got to get better at and work at. We're not where we want to be. We're not even close. We're not certainly not the defense we want to be. And our guys know that. And they you know, Mel was very clear to them on what we have to do with the players that we have to go in each week and give our football team a chance to win. And when we come back on Monday, that's where we're going to start. You know, based on what he did in the training in the preseason, number one, he became very affluent in our offensive language very quickly. He was very motivated on his own to get himself ready, because we were getting ready for a season at the time. We were getting ready to play the last preseason game, and you know how that works. He impressed us, and he was very efficient running the offense when he was in there on very short notice. So that's where we'll start, and we feel good that he's available, and we can bring him in here to back up Josh. Well, it was a little shaky yesterday. You know, we'll go that route again. We'll play the analytics there, and go that route again to try to free up an extra player that can help us in some phase of our football.
Who is your base quarterback, if Josh McCullough?
It would be Earl. Okay, so we were getting him ready. No, but Matt spends a little bit of time, you know, getting him ready each week, and you know, we gotta make sure we've got enough going for ourselves to be able to get through it. But that would have been a darn shame, you know, when Josh went out on the sideline early on. You know, you're asking yourself the question: could this be the day? And you're hoping that you're hoping it isn't. So that's where we are, guys.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.